From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S. Appeals Court that rejected the Trump administration's request to reinstate a temporary ban from militant hotspots. The early Sunday ruling by a court of appeals in San Francisco came after the U.S. Justice Department filed an appeal in response to a federal judge's decision Friday. Hours after the federal judge blocked the order, the president criticized the judge, warning that the ruling would allow many very bad and dangerous people into the country. The ruling was issued by U.S. Judge James Robart, a 69-year-old jurist in the northwest state of Washington, known for his conservative legal views. Officials in Afghanistan say an avalanche caused by heavy snowfall struck a remote village Sunday in the eastern province of Nuristan, killing at least 50 people and raising the nationwide death toll in the past 3 days to nearly 100. Another avalanche hit the village around the same time in the adjoining northern Chitral region of neighboring Pakistan, killing at least 16 people. French judicial sources say the man suspected of attacking French soldiers outside the Louvre Museum in Paris is so far refusing to speak with investigators. Meanwhile, the father of the suspect has told the Associated Press his son is not a terrorist. Raida Raifi al-Hamami spoke to the news agency late Saturday. He added that he trusted the French judiciary system to find the truth behind the charges against his 28-year-old son. This is VOA News. A top Iranian Revolutionary Guard commander says Iran conducted missile and radar exercises Saturday. The drills happened a day after the Trump administration imposed new sanctions on Iran for a ballistic missile test it conducted last week. Iranian state TV reported that the country's Revolutionary Guard Air Force conducted air defense exercises Saturday, including missile and radar tests over a 35,000 square kilometer area in the northern province of Semnan. Iran has denied it violated the resolution. President Donald Trump says that, though he respects Russian President Vladimir Putin, they may not necessarily get along. He said, though, it is better to get along with Russia than not. When asked about atrocities committed by Mr. Putin in the past and how he would respect him knowing that history, Mr. Trump likened Russia to the United States. Romanian officials repealed a decree Sunday which decriminalized some official misconduct after witnessing the largest protests in the capital since 1989. The country's prime minister had announced Saturday that he would be holding meetings to officially appeal the ordinance. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari will be staying in London longer than he had planned, waiting for the results of health tests. Officials released no details on his health, nor a date for his return. There are media reports that Syrian troops advanced Sunday, chipping away at territory held by the Islamic State group. Forces loyal to President Bashar al-Assad are concentrating on the nation's north as well as the cities of Damascus and Palmyra. Government-aligned forces are said to be closer to the town of al-Bab. Ukraine says two of its soldiers have been wounded while fighting separatist forces in the east. Rebels report mortar fighting by government forces. At least 33 people have been killed since the recent increase in violence. Speaking to cheering supporters in the city of Lyon, French far-right leader Marine Le Pen called for putting France first. The theme echoed a slogan used in America by Donald Trump during his election campaign. Opinion polls show Le Pen in the lead for the first round of the presidential election. In her speech Sunday at the National Front Party Congress, she also attacked mass immigration, globalization, and Islamic fundamentalism. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from